From Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Paul Bendereau, welcoming you once again to Melody Time. Today's program starts with a polka. You may recognize one of the melodies, as the composer used it not only in the polka we're going to hear, but also in one of his most famous operettas, Der Zigeunerbaron, The Gypsy Baron. And the composer? None other than the waltz king himself, Johann Strauss the Younger. The polka is called Brautschau, or Looking for a Bride. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter, playing the Brautschau polka by Johann Strauss. In 1885, 1 month after the glittering premiere of The Gypsy Baron, the Brautschau polka was performed in a Viennese dance hall for the first time, almost as an afterthought or epilogue to the operetta premiere. As I mentioned, one of the melodies in the polka is taken from The Gypsy Baron, and the melody in question is, of course, that of the famous pig farmer's song. As one might imagine, the subject matter here is not the search for a lovely bride, but rather that pigs and pork cutlets are the only true reason for living. We can be fairly sure that the composer deliberately chose this melody for his romantic polka, as he was well known for his musical jokes. So we've heard the polka, let's now listen to the original. Rudolf Schasching, accompanied by the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nikolaus Harnoncourt, sings the song of the pig farmer Kalman Jupan, whose purpose in life is pigs and pork cutlets. From Vienna and its pork cutlets, we move now to Paris, and from Johann Strauss to Emil Waldteufel. Like so many others of his day, Waldteufel was somewhat overshadowed by the Strauss dynasty. But in Paris, he enjoyed enormous popularity. These were the days of the French Emperor Napoleon III. The Emperor's wife, Eugénie, took a great shine to the talented and charming young musician and adopted him as her protégé. As a result, Waldteufel was soon appointed court pianist to Her Imperial Highness, and the ladies of high society fought for the honor of engaging him as their piano teacher. When it came to major society events, Waldteufel's elegant music was constantly in demand, and some of his compositions have remained popular to this day. This one, for example, España.
Thank you.
waltz España by Emil Waldteufel, performed there by the Vienna Volksoper Orchestra under the direction of Franz Bauer Teusel. Our next piece of music conjures up a completely different kind of Spain. It's taken from Giuseppe Verdi's famous opera Il Trovatore, written in 1851-2. Now, fans of the opera, known as the troubadour in the English-speaking world, will be familiar with the criticism that its plot is extremely confusing. And yet throughout the world, Il Trovatore remains one of Verdi's most popular works. This is almost certainly because this opera, more than any other by Verdi, is composed of one delightful melody after another, one of which is the world-famous Gypsy Chorus. From Giuseppe Verdi's opera Il Trovatore, we heard the Gypsy Chorus. The choir and orchestra of Maggio Musicale from Florence was conducted by Maurizio Arena. From the drama and spectacle of opera, let's turn now to a more intimate setting. Over 100 years ago, a quartet was formed, which was to go down in history as a glowing example of musical excellence. Before the quartet came into being, an active trio existed, consisting of the two Schrammel brothers, both violinists, and the guitarist Anton Strohmeier. The clarinetist Georg Denzer joined the trio, and the original Schrammel Quartet was born. All four quartet members were not only well known on the Viennese dance and folk music scene, they were also all first-class professional musicians, and this set them apart from most of the other musical ensembles of the day and won them lasting respect and success. From that time on, the name Schrammel stood for quality, and any ensemble which claimed or claims to play Schrammel music has a lot to live up to. Such high expectations are, however, more than fulfilled by our next set of musicians, the Thalia Schrammeln. As you'll hear, they use the classical high G clarinet, which has a particularly sweet tone. Here's the Violet Polka by Alois Strohmeier. Natalia Schrammel playing the Violet Polka by Alois Strohmeier. Bringing today's program to a close now, we have an old Vienna polka by Karl Michael Zierer. The polka is called Nachtschwalbe, or Night Swallow. Originally it was performed under the unusual name of Rückwärts fertig, which means something like backwards ready. There's an explanation, however. On the railways of old Vienna, the conductor of the last train compartment called out Rückwärts fertig to let the driver know that the train was ready to depart. And as we are also getting ready to take our leave of you, the original name for Zierer's polka seems appropriate. Rückwärts fertig. Thank you. Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Mika Eichenholz, with Karl Michael Zierer's Nachtschwalbe Polka. For this edition of Melody Time, I'm Paul Benderer saying goodbye and thank you for joining us. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders, produced by Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer was Elisabeth Reusch. The program is a production of Deutsche Welle, Cologne.